Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Gal Berenstein, I should say, is here. Gal is the founder and the CEO of Berenstein's Group, a digital marketing communications company, and specializing in social media strategy. He's the author of Activate, How to Power Your Brand, and he's our new friend. Gal Berenstein, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Really excited to be on your show.
It's good to have you here. So let me just read it. Let me just report to you a little bit on some recent social media research that we did with our audience. Last week we asked them, are you executing your social media, the social media component of your marketing strategy? And if so, is it working? And so 17% said, we have a social media plan and it's working. A third said, we have a plan, but we're not sure about the results. But 50% said, either we don't have a plan, but we're starting one soon, or we don't have a plan and we don't want one. So, in fact, almost a third said we don't want one. So we've got like 83% who either don't have a plan yet, or the one they have, is they can't quite figure it out. And that's not good, is it, Gal?
It's not, because essentially, as I state in my book, Activate, it really is about making sure that you're visible as a business to your target audience. So when somebody says, I'm not on social media, it's the equivalent of saying, I'm not available to anybody to be seen. And the result of that could be devastating for your business. Or most importantly, if your competitor is on it and you're not, you're basically missing out on a piece of business that should be yours, especially in the age of digital media,
right,
where any small business or mid-sized business can compete against the largest business in the world with an equalizer.
Well, I'm just imagining 130 years ago, 120 years ago, let's say maybe 100 years ago, some business owner says, I don't think this telephone thing is going to catch on. And I don't like using the phone. I don't like talking on the telephone. So I'm not going to have one in my business. And the employees say, well, hey, boss, you don't have to talk on it, but your customers want to call us. So you don't talk on it. Let us do it.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's one way for because there are plenty of old school who really have a hard time seeing the efficacy of social media. And what I've been trying to tell them is, okay, guys, I'm not trying to convert you yourself. I'm trying to convert your business.
Hello?
What do you think, Gal?
If you can repeat the question, please.
Well, I'm just that the customers have expectations of you, and one of those expectations is social media.
Yes, absolutely. I think the idea behind social media is no different than when you think about any type of advertising from the old days to the new days. And really, the three things that you want to do and accomplish to be successful in business in today's environment, number one, you want to stay competitive. You want to be in all the places where people are looking. Mm-hmm. So if you take, for example, millennials as the new generation of consumers, and whether you're selling merchandise, or you're selling computers, or you're selling iPads, or maybe you're just selling relationships for services, the bottom line is the same, which is you have to be wherever your competitor is. So let's start with breaking it down into just being on Google. If you're not on Google and your website doesn't register, and people go to page one, then they go to page two, you're not there, they simply will go to whatever is convenient for them.
Right.
And now with the mobile,
Or worse, they search local, and you're not on the, you're not, you know, on the, in fact, local, local search, you must be on the first page.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yes. And
if you search a short tail, just in general for the world, you don't have to, you're not probably going to be on the first page. But if I search for pepperoni pizza in Peoria, your pizza shop better be there.
Absolutely. And it's even true now more because you have the mobile devices, which are now 60% of the usage in the population, which means that you're more likely to search on your iPhone or your iPad or one of your mobile devices for that pizza place. So if you're not there, essentially, you really don't exist. And the next thing that happens is social media is about building a fan base and customers that actually like to say good things about you. We know that that's not the case for many organizations, and social media goes horribly wrong for them.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yes, but in reality, if your audience is on social media, and that's really the key to answer that survey that you talked about, if none of your people, your customers, your prospects, ever use social media because they're in a different age group, mm-hmm. they're in a different mode of thinking, they're just networking on a golf course, that's okay. You don't have to be on social media if your audience is not there. But if your audience is there, which now essentially applies to most people in the world, the reality is that if you don't announce what you're doing, if you don't promote what you're doing in an effective manner, and share it with other people that can share it with more people, you're missing out on the simple, most cost-effective way to advertise yourself.
Yeah. Well, if you're counting on doing business with people who aren't on social media, You have to realize that that's becoming a smaller crowd of people, and as long as you're willing to be a smaller company every day, then you know, I guess you can get away with that.
Absolutely.
But
being antisocial.
That's right. And I think you're saying to the world, I kind of like being a dinosaur. Go ahead and do it. What do you think?
I think that's exactly it. I think you're projecting that you really don't have innovation on your mind. And most importantly, you're not taking advantage of something that is sitting right under your nose. And again, my context when I talk to business owners all the time at the Borenstein Group is it's really about being relevant and being authentic to your audience. So obviously, if you go on social media tomorrow morning and you start making up content that does not really relate to what you do or don't use it appropriately, then there's no point in doing that. But if, for example, you're selling, tee time on a golf course and you're talking to golfers that are scheduling their tee time on social media or at least learning about what's open, or you have a vacancy that you're trying to fill and that's where they get the information and you're not using it, then you're just losing an opportunity to earn some business. That's really what it's about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.